Come, you lusty lovers, and hear a pleasant jest, which in this merry ditty shall fairly be expressed. Pretty lasses, great and small, it is unto you I call. Trust not a stranger, there is danger from their vows they'll fall. For by experience we find it true, a tailor now of late bid his loyal love adieu, and left her here behind, though she his breeches lined. With her old smicket he was wicked to be so unkind. He was named Leonard, who courted this young maid. She willingly consented because she liked the trade. Though he was not very rich, yet her fingers they did itch for to be wedded, that when bedded he might go through stitch. Having a booking that pleased her well, but listen now, I pray, while the naked truth I tell. He left this lass behind, though she his breeches lined. With her old smicket he was wicked to be so unkind. Oh, how he admired his pretty, charming fair! With solemn protestations he often did declare that he loved her as his life. Therefore now, to end the strife, he vowed to take her and to make her his beloved wife. She was well pleased to be a bride, therefore the stitching tailor he was not long denied. Yet she was left behind, who had his breeches lined. With her old smicket, wasn't he wicked to be so unkind? When they had appointed the honorable day on which they were to marry, he with a sigh did say, "Love, my breeches should be lined, if I could some linen find." The sweet young creature showed good nature, being more than kind. She fetched him two of her smocks with speed, therewith to line his breeches. Was this not love indeed? Yet he is gone, we find, though she his breeches lined. With her old smicket he was wicked to be so unkind. He had got no money to buy a wedding ring. His pockets being empty, this was a grievous thing. Therefore, loving Mistress Bride, she was willing to provide a stock of money for her honey she his wants supplied. Before a husband she'd longer lack, her hoard of hidden treasure should fairly go to wreck. Yet she is left behind, though she his breeches lined. With her old smicket, wasn't he wicked to be so unkind? With two rings she sent him to fit her with a third. He promised that he'd please her, the damsel took his word. Likewise shillings for 80, which was all she had in store, she gave the tailor, who did fail her, for she came no more. Long she has waited for his return, and finding he is fled, the poor creature she does mourn. For she is left behind, though she his breeches lined. With her old smicket, won he wicked to be so unkind. Oh yes, if any tale or tidings bring of Leonard the poor tailor who went to buy the ring, they shall rewarded be. 'Tis not fit he should go free. With all her treasure, joy and pleasure he shall surely see. We'll pour his cucumber courage down. He shall not think to reign like a ruffian in the town. Though her he left behind, who hath his breeches lined. With her old smicket he was wicked to be so unkind.